It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly Obvious, it's clear as can.
The Blindly Obvious podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only. All views expressed on this show do not constitute professional advice. We make no representation or warranties regarding the accuracy, completeness, or applicability of the content we express. These are merely our opinions, and as such, we encourage everyone to form your own opinions.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, with my co-host Jeff. And today we are on the topic of conversation, normalize. You know, before 2020, there used to be a normal and then a new normal after that. But you kind of had this idea today, Jeff, of normalizing lies. So I came up with normalize.
Normalize.
Yeah. Do you normalize lies?
Well, I would be lying if I said no. I think that our culture has conditioned us, if you want to be polite or kind. No, if you want to be nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice, not kind.
Kind and nice are different.
Not the same, yeah. If you want to be nice, you have to lie. Like, does this make me look fat? If you're asking, you probably are. I'm just saying. Maybe you've already judged yourself and you want someone to lie to you and say no, because you like the colors or the cut, whatever it is on the outfit. But no, we live in a world today where we have normalized not telling the truth. In fact, we punish people who tell the truth.
What would you say? That you look bigger in that shirt than all of your other shirts?
I would say I like the other shirt better.
I like the other shirt better. But if you're just like, yeah, Brad does make you look fat.
Listen, you can tell the truth and be tactful. You don't have to hurt people in telling the truth, but it does require some intelligence on our part.
I kind of, I get you on that, but at the same time, I'm always kind of attracted to just like really blunt people that rub people the wrong way.
Oh, that's why we're friends.
Yeah, probably so. I don't know. I like the, because you're right. Like if you're asking, you already got an inkling about it. And some people, you're mean, you're a jerk. And like, in some ways, maybe you are, but at the same time, when you got somebody that's just going to shoot it straight, don't you kind of like that a little bit?
Oh, I actually appreciate it.
Yeah.
In fact, when somebody, especially a person that I know, picks on me, and even when they pick, there's a little bit of truth to what they're saying, it actually affirms and confirms to me that our relationship is so secure that they can say things to me that maybe necessarily I wouldn't want to hear. And it means that we are...
cool.
I don't know. We're in a good place.
Uh-huh. I get you.
I don't think all people see it that way, though.
No, you're right. Most people don't like to look introspectively, right? They don't want to pull apart those negative things about themselves and then come to the realization that, oh, I got to work on that, whatever it may be.
If you won't ever pull apart and pull off some things about who you are, how can you ever improve? Also, we have a pressure when someone says, hey, how you doing? What do you say back? You don't say, it's the worst day of my life. Most people
just say, oh, I'm good.
I'm good, man.
Every now and then, though, you get that person you come across and you're like, how you doing? And then, boom.
Yeah, they drop it on you.
You get this whole answer of like, sometimes you're kind of taken aback too of like, oh, dude, I really was just kind of making small talk with you. I didn't really want all that.
Yeah, I was just passing you in the hallway.
Yeah, I was basically saying hello.
Yeah, you were, let's try this again. How are you doing?
Yeah.
No, it's funny because even if the person does tell you what's actually happening in their life, and my life is terrible right now, that was just like an exchange in the hallway because there's an awkward tension, whatever. Otherwise,
right.
I'm just saying hi. I really don't care how you're doing.
Right. And that's the, I think it's almost that we've been so conditioned to get the small talk answer that I don't even know that it's so much we don't really care how someone's doing as much as we're just not prepared for an answer that's anything other than, oh, I'm good, or like, oh, I'm all right.
Well, it is a two-part. The person who's telling you how they're not really doing is lying because there's an expectation. But the person who first said, what's up, or how are you doing, it's just a, what do you call those? It's a conversational gesture. It's like a handshake. It really doesn't mean anything except for a courtesy, like, hey, how you doing? I acknowledge you, and I'm moving on. I've got things to do. So, yeah, no, I think both are... expecting the other to lie.
Yeah, I mean, just naturally, everybody you come across can't be doing well all the time, right?
you're at your fiance's house and your mother-in-law makes, you know, makes you a meal and you can't, okay, I hate mushrooms. And they give you mushrooms and they ask you, how are the mushrooms? What are you going to say?
I'm going to say I don't eat mushrooms.
So would I.
That's what I'm going to say. But.
But do you think most people would?
Probably not.
My youngest son, you know, he went and visited his fiance's extended family, and I guess they serve some things. He's staying in their house, and I guess it all came up in the meal, and he's like, I hate this meal. So they went out to eat and got something else.
Now, so you could have pulled this little white lie. Oh, you could have just been like, oh, you know, I would, but I'm fasting.
Oh, that'd be lying, though. That would still be lying.
Well, maybe not. Then you might be fasting until I leave here. Then I'm all done fasting.
So there you are. You're still twisting, man. You're compromising. Yeah, right now, after I saw the meal, I'm fasting. That's it. I'm done. I'm on hunger strike.
I think, you know, that's probably the best way we normalize is in this. How can I twist this lie to be mostly true so that technically I'm not lying, but I'm also not telling the truth? Try to bend it right into that perfect gray area.
What I'm grateful for is that it stops with just the individual. Like, it never happens in crowds or media or governments. You know, like, thankfully, it's contained in just these polite situations. We never twist stories or narratives. We are always honest where it really matters. We only lie in little silly things.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Although, I don't know. I kind of feel like these guys are the chief spinners. They do this game the best.
I am so put off by the news that when I turn it on, it's like, okay, now how are you lying to me? I mean, that's my filter as I walk in. I'm expecting lies, not truth. And I have to go watch 4 or 5 different broadcasts to find out where the story's different. So then I know where to investigate because someone somewhere is spinning something.
That's because I've told you before, man. It's all a scripted giant play. We get all this fraud rolling out into the open, right? People starting to come together. Doesn't matter what side you're on. Everybody's like, hey, man, that's kind of like our money just being wasted, abused, mismanaged. Has been for a long time. But anyway, it's brought out into the open.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh, that's no good. And
I don't know that everyone says that. There's some who are saying, hey, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Okay, you're probably right. But
hey, Tony.
definitely the majority of people are saying,
yes, I agree.
That ain't
great. There's some that are benefiting from that.
You're right. but in doing so, the moment that happens, people start coming together. Hey, man, we gotta put some pressure, get something done about this. All of a sudden, just this perfectly timed event pops up, boop, protesters take to the streets, and instead of worrying about all the fraud that's being committed now, you know, millions, maybe even billions of dollars in one area, so that doesn't even account for the billions of dollars everywhere else. Like, this is just one isolated area. All of a sudden, this event pops up, protesters take the streets, and instead of people worrying about putting pressure on getting something done about it, now everybody's arguing that they are for sure on the right side of this propagandized event.
Jesus said something about the truth. And not only are we to be people of truth, church, in order for truth to set you free, you first have to know what it is.
Hmm.
If we're normalizing lies, ourselves are a repeater of lies, sometimes even believing those lies to be true, how can we be set free if we're believing lies?
How many people are actually focused on what Jesus said versus what their political ideology says?
Jeez, I'm only.
Huh? I'm just saying, that's it. If it was, oh, Trump said it, it's wrong.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, a Democrat said it, it's wrong. That's it. That's the basis in which people measure things by.
Well, okay, so we've already said this. No one's got the corner on truth and no one's got the corner on lies. We're all capable of doing both, right?
Uh-huh.
It really comes down to intention.
Yeah, it's kind of like Republican red, Democrat blue. They're all the same no matter which side you choose kind of thing.
I thought you were going to make it rhyme.
I just did. blue and choose. That's good flow rhyme right there, all right? That goes.
It goes. It had a little bit of flow, but yeah. Then it went womp, womp, womp. I thought you were going to bust a rap, dude.
Bust a rap. I can't rap.
So how do you fix it? What do you do? How do you unnormalize this? Like what? Do we even want to? Do you think people see it as a problem? Is this an issue?
I think the younger people do. That's why I think these people like Nick Shirley, Nick Fuentes, a lot of Nicks out here for some reason. I don't know what's going on with that, but yeah, a lot of these people who are just like going into these places with a camera, or like somebody like Nick Fuentes. I don't always agree with what he says.
Oh, never. Stretch,
but he just says what he thinks.
Who do you always agree with?
Fair question. You know,
so it's like, but the now, difference.
I'll even say to this. I know God's word is always true and always right, but to say that I always agree with it or that I always like what it says to me, I'd be lying, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it can't be like that. It's got to be different.
There are plenty of things that God has said that I don't like and I wish he changed his mind on.
Yeah, but it ain't going to happen. No. But, right. But no, there's a gradual like coming into alignment with those things that don't sit right with your flesh because you want to do something else. But all these people are just saying what they think. And I think the younger people are so hungry for that, for truth, really. But anybody who even remotely provides that, they're attracted to. And to the contrary, I think the older generations are so stuck on the conventional ways and methods of media and that we are the standard of truth. Whatever we tell you is gospel. That's it.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah. But none of them are fair or balanced. So then you take whatever side of the fence those people happen to be on, and they're sure that their side is giving them the gospel of what's happening, when in totality, neither side is giving them that at all.
I actually heard somebody say in a podcast talking about Nick Fuentes, and they said, and the same thing you said, look, he has a lot of great ideas. He has a lot of things he says that I don't agree with.
He's got a lot of crazy ideas,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does. But he said, what I am attracted to is, unlike most podcasters, he speaks his mind and he tells you exactly how he truly feels. Now, he may change his mind, true, but in that moment, he tells you, instead of doing what most of us have been taught to do, which even I do, self-censor, because it crosses some
boundary in some way.
Right.
Yeah. And it's easier. It's right, easier to self-censor.
Right. Right. Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes it hurts to self-censor. For example, talking to a person, I'm giving counsel. And I already know, because their thimble is so small, we've already hit saturation effect. And I've already given them all they can handle. And there's so much more they need to know, but I can't tell them because they can't receive it. There's nothing left for them to hold. Does that make sense? And so it hurts. It's like, oh gosh, if you just had another cup, it'd be wasted. It'd be lost. Or because of their own stubbornness in a moment, they're incapable. It's what Jesus said, don't throw your pearls to pigs.
All right.
Does that make sense? So that's where it hurts. It's one of those, when the rich young ruler walked away from Jesus, first of all, he said, hey, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? And then Jesus tells him, and it says, the guy walked away sad, but Jesus was sad too. Why was Jesus sad? Not because he said the wrong thing. He's sad because this guy chose poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he's already made his mind up. Jesus didn't start calling out, hey, rethink your life. You know, it's just sad. It's like, you know what? I mean, was there more to say to that guy? Sure. But he wasn't in a position to hear it. He didn't care.
I was going to say, nor did he really want to.
No, he didn't. So, you know, don't. And Jesus also said in that same sentence, don't give to dogs what is sacred. It's like, man, dude, I mean, there are times where you don't share the gems because they're not going to be appreciated, or they're going to be discarded or thrown out. The treasure that you're trying to give people, they don't care. I think honestly, that's what we're facing right now. Some people would rather have the lie than the truth. They want the lie.
Those said people would equally as much so argue with you that they have the truth.
Oh, absolutely.
So then there's that kind of like conundrum of, they're going to argue with you as much so that they have the truth and you don't want to have it, as much as you could argue with them about how you have the truth and they don't want to have it.
And I guess it's kind of on the same take here, but I think it was Nancy, we'll call her Nancy P, who likes her ice cream. She said to somebody, well, I don't accept your facts, as if facts are up for a vote.
But in a way,
silos that we're
in. You got to think, though, in a way, she's kind of not wrong. If you look at the world, as I've told you, a giant scripted play, they are kind of up for debate because it's all manufactured.
Well, it used to be the news simply told you the facts of the story, didn't leave things out.
Are you sure?
I don't know for a fact.
I mean, like, yeah, like legit, but, though, seriously, do you think that the news ever used to be?
No. When you listen to previous broadcasts, okay, we watched a PBS thing that was 30 years ago. And you're like, wow, that wasn't biased.
No, it wasn't. It was good.
Okay, so there you go.
But that wasn't the news.
That is a form of news, public broadcasting.
That was like, I guarantee you that was tucked away. You didn't catch that on TV.
If you go back and listen to news 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and I'm not saying that they didn't have points where they gave propaganda. They did. Duck and cover under your desk is going to save you from a bomb. Give me a break.
Looking at you, Walter Cronkite. Heading over there to NAMM.
But it wasn't every broadcast where you're being fed some kind of propaganda like today.
Now, hold on. In 1969, all of these people came on live TV and told you we went to the moon.
No. Hold on. Hey, pause. Listen to what I said. I'm not saying they didn't have moments where it happened. I'm saying that it wasn't every broadcast. But today, they just outright select which facts. I don't want to date us, but okay, let's take the most recent incident with ICE and this guy who had to defend himself. The initial news that was shared across the country was it was an unjust shooting. It didn't need to happen. It was, you know, he unjustly defended. He didn't defend himself. He assassinated her. That's not true. Now they got different camera angles, including his own camera he was wearing. She hit him with the car. That's assault with a deadly weapon with intent to do harm, bodily harm, or worse, which is justified self-defense. So it's not hit courts yet, but that's inescapable. And the same media sources 24 hours prior who were saying, calling for the arrest of this agent, are now saying, okay, well, actually, yeah, he was justified.
But see, the damage is already done. They don't care if that goes to court and gets through. By the time that reaches a courtroom and is ruled upon by the justice system, this story will be long forgotten.
No. My whole point isn't that. My point is it used to be there was a responsibility taken that people would say, I got to report on the facts. What are the important facts here? As opposed to what facts do I only want to report?
I don't even know if it's I want to. I think it's all fed to them by agency.
Oh, the actual people reading the script on the TV? Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I think it's like that info's fed in by somebody else.
If you work for CNN, you already know the narrative you're supposed to say. If you go on CNN and promote anything Republican, you're toast.
And, I mean, no different than
Fox News.
Flip it to Fox News. You already know the narrative you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
If you do the opposite, you're toast.
So even the broadcaster reading the script, yes, they're not just talking off the top of their head. They're reading a script. But they're in agreeance by working there with this agenda. They know what they're pushing. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying is that I think there was a more middle of the road in regard to everything wasn't so politicized. It was like, And it used to be, you know, we pulled together as Americans. It's crazy that it's controversial to say America first today.
I bet you we haven't had a genuine investigative reporter that's worked for a major alleged news broadcasting company in 15 years.
I think that's why podcasts are so popular. You're more apt to get impartial news, not exclusively, but you're more likely to get impartial news from a podcast than from a major corporation news agency.
Okay, well, tell me this one. In regards to the Minnesota situation, you tell me how a dude that's 23 years old works for him, just him, his camera, and I think his mom goes with him.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, maybe that's an op in itself, dude. Who knows? But anyways, you tell me how this dude is the guy that breaks the story that nobody else locally, the local affiliates news has heard nothing about this story. When this guy, he was just on the Sean Ryan show talking about how, when he got there, he said people all over Minnesota are talking about it. Sean actually asked him, he goes, what do you think the percentage of people was that knew something about this. Maybe not how bad it was in totality, but knew about it. And he said, oh, at least 50%. So that's 5 out of 10 people. And you want to tell me that the news there never got wind of that? Never had any clue?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The whole fraud situation.
No, I know, but I don't even know the story you're talking about. With Sean Ryan, this guy. I don't know anything what you're talking about.
Sean Ryan had Nick Shirley on his podcast.
I don't even know who Nick Shirley is.
That's the guy that broke this whole fraud situation wide open.
Oh, the fraud of
the daycares.
Daycares.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I thought we were talking about the ICE agents. Okay.
No. He's the, gotcha. Well, no. This. Well, remember, this story came first about all this fraud.
Right.
And right as that was reaching a simmer point and the governor steps down from re-election because... Well, I don't know. He was like the highest raised money raiser of all time during the presidential election. Maybe there's something to that. I don't know. But so he steps away. And right as that happens, or hasn't stepped away in terms of being the governor, just from re-election. And right as that happens, then this ICE event pops up. You know, like total distraction. Don't look at the fraud anymore. Look at this event instead. Maybe.
Oh, I think it's...
Hmm?
You're saying manufactured news.
100%.
Yeah.
That's where we run into the problem, in my opinion, is that they have moved into a space of the truth is what they manufacture it to be.
It's almost like we have all got to, if we want the truth, we've all got to become our own investigative reporter.
Well, use your discernment, man.
Well, that's what I mean. I think that you've got to stop just... disconnecting your brain when you watch the TV or the radio or however you get your news, you are reading it from your phone. It's all the same. You've got to become your own investigative reporter. And what are you trying to get? What are you trying to find? The truth.
Also, why would you ever listen? I don't care who it is, where they're from, to make your opinion. Oh, well, so-and-so said it happened like this. That you don't even know this person. Right. You know nothing
They're
about
them. They're a stranger
them.
To you.
Exactly. They could care absolutely 0% about you, what you think, what you believe. They want your viewership, and that's
right.
it.
Because they get money. That's how they generate
Bingo.
Money. Yeah.
That's all they care about is getting paid. So for your standard of, so-and-so said it happened like this, so I know that's the truth. And do zero work beyond that to figure out for yourself, like, well, why don't I just watch the video and see what I think happened? I mean, there's a combination of lack of time. We're lazy. We can scroll on our phones all day. So, you don't have an extra 2 minutes to pull up the video and look at it for yourself? Instead of spending your 2 minutes with one of these affiliates that, well, I already believe what they say anyway, because this is my viewpoint. So no matter how they tell me this happened, I know it is.
You have to know what the truth is. And I think that's why you have to investigate and refuse to accept the lies. Hey, listen, refuse to repeat lies. We've all got to stop sharing lies. One of the big problems we have today is social media. We're letting people put out propaganda and accidentally we share something. How many times you had to go back and go, oh, oops, sorry, that was bad. My bad. because we don't realize, we're not suspicious of even the sources.
Mm-hmm.
Assume you're being lied to.
I think, too, with Jesus being our only true source of truth in our society of, as I kind of just described, of we just listen to, I like what this person has to say, so they're my standard of truth. Jesus is kind of the only source of truth, but the source that you actually have to spend time with and develop a personal relationship with to receive that truth, to understand that truth, to get into his living word as truth. And I think in a lot of ways, we don't like that. We don't like just the easy, you know what? I saw Jesus today on Reels and this is what he said. So this is the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't get that instant, immediate gratification and satisfaction of, oh, here it is. Here's the answer. I got it now. I don't have to do any more work.
The Bible is something that everyone can read, and it is truth. It is truth. Now, it's inconvenient truth, but it's truth because, like we talked about earlier, there's plenty of things in there that says things that we don't like. But for a believer who has trusted Christ as Lord and Savior and obeyed him in baptism, repentance, the works here, he gives us a deposit. It's called the Holy Spirit. And you said discernment. The Holy Spirit speaks to us and says, hey, he's that little early bird warning, the little canary in the coal mine saying, whoa, something's wrong here. Listen to him. because he will speak in agreement with the word of God, by the way. They do not conflict.
But that's kind of what I'm getting to, is we don't get so into that word that we know if it's conflicting. Is this my voice? Is this the voice of the Holy Spirit? We don't know the word well enough to know. What am I being told by the Holy Spirit or this voice in my head? Because you're going to hear from both. Don't get me wrong there.
Absolutely.
But to know, like, oh, that's from God, because that aligns with what God has already said.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the TV. When the authority figure, that whoever it is, your favorite flavor that you get information from that you trust maybe more than you should, when they conflict with the word of God and you have a dilemma, a choice, who do you side with? And that's it. That's when back to yourself. When the word of God says one thing and your feelings and your desires are another, who are you going to side with?
Man, isn't the word of God's kind of like sandpaper to all human flesh, isn't it?
I think so. But the cool part about that is what you have to come to trust and believe is it's removing the parts that need to go.
Sure.
But it still hurts.
Well, once you start the process, you don't even have to necessarily no longer even trust it, because you can see the evidence for yourself.
I think you're onto something there. Truth is sandpaper.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is a scrubber for what's a lie.
Right.
And if we're going to unnormalize a lie, it's going to be because we start applying the truth.
And not only that, but in the process of doing so, it's going to be a little uncomfortable until it's rubbed away.
Sometimes really uncomfortable.
This has been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
Past the signs each day, in little things missed along the way, the symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. The magician's lie, a trick so good you don't ask why. The truth, it sits with open arms, but we fool ourselves with deception's charm. it too. Oh, I can see it. The roads lead back to you.